Since taking up the role of Minister of the Department, I've had a number of conversations with parliamentary colleagues, department officers and key stakeholders with regards to the imminent progression of an animal welfare bill. Everyone I've spoken to has shared my aspiration to ensure appropriate legislation is introduced early in this parliamentary term, and I can absolutely confirm that the Animal Welfare Bill remains a high priority for DEFA. With this in mind, I've asked Ms. Tanya August-Hansen, Honourable Member of Legislative Council, to assist in progressing a suitable and effective animal welfare bill that provides animals the respect, care and protection they deserve. Ms. August-Hansen has already held meetings with relevant officials from my department to facilitate this. It is expected that the new animal welfare bill will be introduced to the House of Keys to commence its legislative passage in early 2022.
Supplementary, Mr. Morehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. A huge risk was taken when the previous animal welfare bill was thrown out. What were the key learning points which the department took away from that?
Having been one of the honourable members who also voted against the introduction of the animal welfare bill, I think for me there's a very clear importance around getting the timeframes and the conversation with all of the stakeholders and the members of both honourable houses, both the House of Keys and the Legislative Council, right. Those are things that I absolutely will be prioritising.
What key issues does the Minister believe are a priority to be covered by the new legislation?
The key areas in terms of covering for the legislation will be around animal welfare for companion animals, as this is not currently provided for on the Isle of Man. This is likely to be covered partly in the main body of the bill by a duty of care for all kept animals, and then will be the first secondary legislation will be related to companion animal welfare codes for the most commonly kept companion animals, i.e. dogs and cats. Further secondary legislation will also be brought in with regards to the sale and care of companion animals.